Welcome back to God Factor Podcast, where we have conversations about what life looks like when we make the decision to do with God at the center of it. And it's your girl, Abiola Makonjuola. Welcome to another episode. I hope you all are having an amazing time in the world. Let's get into it. So today I wanted to talk about God doesn't need your help. I always have a backstory to all of these things that I talk about, which is beautiful because my experiences are not going to go to waste. Even though I've been shamed, even though I've had guilt, even though I've done things that did not necessarily align with the will of God in my life, guess what? My experiences don't go to waste, and I will share them so somebody can relate to them, so somebody can pull whatever story, whatever lesson that they can pull from them, somebody can pull from it. Anywho, so I don't talk about this too often. I've mentioned it on here before, but anyways, my marriage. In 2019, I single-handedly made the decision to go and get married to somebody that God did not join me with. And I can say that now. Hindsight is 2020. God did not join me with that person. I chose to go and get married to this person. And there was a lot of challenges in the marriage. When, you know, the emotions cleared off and everything got wiped off, I was like, huh, is this where I'm supposed to be? Because, it just wasn't where I was supposed to be. It just wasn't a relationship that, it was a permissive will of God. It wasn't the perfect will of God. And the permissive will of God is more or less like, God just trying to patch things up because he knows he has better for you. But if this is what you've chosen, okay, I'll still patch things up for you and just try to make it work. But this is not what my plan for you looks like. I had such greater plans for you, but you chose this. All right, all well and good. It was a lot of toxicity. We're not good for each other. I will take responsibility and say that I was selfish going into that relationship or even into that marriage. I wasn't 150% honest about what I needed and giving the other person the opportunity to determine if they were able to give that. You know, I went in feeling like, oh yeah, I could do this. And then when things blew up, I was just like, okay, no, I can't. I remember so that marriage lasted up until 2021. I finally decided to leave the marriage in 2021. November 2021 was when I communicated with my ex-partner and I said, I can't do this anymore. And then we stayed in the house together up until, I think, April of 2022, the next year. And he moved out, and then I eventually moved out of that home into a different space, which is where I currently live with my boys. After the moving out happened, I was angry, but I didn't even know that I was angry, but I knew that I was far from God and I was trying to feign this relationship. I was trying to fake this relationship with God, but I didn't know how much acting or overperforming I was putting into it. And how at the root of all of that overperformance, it was anger that was sitting at the root of it. I decided to take matters into my own hands because I was like, at that point in time, I was like, well, God, I tried. I did what you asked me to do. You said I was supposed to get married. I went and got married to this person. You said this person was my husband. Why didn't it work out? And now I'm here. Divorced with now two children from two different dads. I waited 11 years for this. Okay, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. That year, I started the God Factor podcast in 2019 when I got saved proper in church. I started the God Factor podcast. That year, I changed the God Factor podcast. I changed the name of the podcast to Let's Keep It Real podcast because I'm like, now we're going to be talking about this and talking about sex and talking about money and talking about blah, talking about blah. I'm going somewhere. Just bear with me. Then that same year, I was like, I'm done pursuing purpose. I'm done pursuing the will of God. I'm going to just, you know, find money, make money, and live my best life. I'm just going to travel all around the world, da 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 da. Find me a job that pays me six figures, do what it is that I got to do. That year, I got my certification as a Scrum Master. I got my SAFe certification. I'm like, yeah, I'm on track. What else did I do that year? Did my plans work? Nope. Because I didn't even get this six-figure job that I was hoping I would get. I did lots of interviews, but I didn't even get this job, for starters. Then towards the end of that year, the Holy Spirit, God caught me. God arrested me. Like I like to say, he arrested me in a chokehold. Again, that unsettling feeling was there, right? I had that unsettling feeling. But because I didn't even realize that I was angry, when I had that surrender moment in December of that year, that's when I really dipped it and I realized that I was angry at God. I was angry at how my life had turned out. I was angry at how the marriage turned out. I was angry at how things played out. Despite me thinking that I was doing the will of God. After then, I started to, let me even mention, also mention that I also told myself that, I'm so ashamed to say it, but anyways, but I also told myself that I was just going to be frolicking around with any and everybody because, yeah, I'm free. I was like, I'm not going to get married again. I'm going to be frolicking around. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. I'm going to be that rich auntie that's going to live her best life, that's going to be making six figures, that's just going to be working, taking care of my children, you know, seeing guys here and there without any kind of commitment. Marriage was not for me. I forgot to add that as well to the list of other things that I told myself I was going to do in 2022. Of course, until God arrested me and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm back here again. The good thing was when that happened, I knew that the life that I was choosing prior to me surrendering to God in 2022, the life that I was choosing would only take me back to spinning my wheels. Because again, I'm a chosen one. And that's something God has communicated to me. I'm a chosen one. So if I do my will, God is going to patch it up, but I'm never going to get that rest. I'm never going to get that peace that I'm looking for. I'm always going to continue to spin my wheels. That's what I've come to understand, and I've come to accept that. So after that whole encounter that I had with God in December of 2022, I started to seek God. I started to seek relationship with God. I said, okay, there has to be something here. Because obviously you haven't left me. Obviously you're still here. Obviously you're still so mindful of me that you still want to correct all of these things and still bring me back on track. At the time, I didn't understand it. So I started to seek God. I started to watch videos. I started to watch the Dear Future Wifey podcast. I took a vow of celibacy in January of 2023. I said I wasn't going to sleep with anybody. I wasn't going to have any kind of sexual intimacy or intercourse or anything with any man until I am married. The next person who's going to see my hoo-ha, who's going to be one with me in that sense, is going to be my husband. And I was dead serious, and I am dead serious about it, and it's still that way 2024. Yeah. I just started to seek the Lord, started to know the Lord, started to understand, I was just pouring myself. And in that time, one of the things that I learned and I had to be humble about was I did God's work for him. That marriage wasn't God. It was me doing God's work. And it came from a place of, I just want to see God. I just want people to see what God is doing in my life. I just want him to use me for his glory. I just want to shout and stand on top of the world and say, look at me. God is inside of me. It came from a place of selfishness. It came from a place of me not wanting to work with God. It came from a place of me still wanting my own will to be done, not necessarily God's will, but my own will to be done. So, of course, when everything blew up in my face the way that it blew up in my face, I had to take responsibility for the role that I played in it. I was doing God's work for him. God already knew what he wanted me to be or who he wanted me to be. He already had all of those plans set and situated to the point where every time I would veer off, he would find a way to bring me back on track. Every time I would go off the radar, he would find a way to bring me back on track. He would break laws. He would not break laws, but he would open doors. He would dismantle systems. He would undo systems just so I can be back on track where he wants me to be. So why did I think that that marriage was God's doing when in fact it was my own doing? It was out of his alignment. It was out of his will. It was not his will. It was my will. I had to admit that I was being selfish. I was being manipulative by being in that marriage. That toxic part of me still existed. That little girl in me who wanted that validation so much still existed. And I was playing to her. She still shows up. But what I've learned is to take time to really understand whatever it is that she's asking for. Instead of acting, understand what exactly is happening and don't fit into it. I was fitting into that little girl that needed that validation. I just wanted the world to see me. I just wanted people to see me. Oh, I've changed. Oh, I'm doing better now. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. Oh, look at me. I'm married. It's crazy. I did write a book in 2020 that I published this book. It's called The Blessing of the Wait. It's on Amazon. It's currently in the living room. I should have brought it here, but it's currently in the living room. I'll probably maybe put a picture in here. I wrote that book and I gave this beautiful dedication to my ex-husband, and I included some things. That majority of that book was ministered to me through the Holy Spirit when I was going through my awakening, or should I call it? I'll call it my reawakening in 2019. Majority of it was ministered to me through the Holy Spirit, but there were some bits and pieces that I added in there that wasn't ministered to me through the Holy Spirit. I added it in there because I just wanted, again, the world to just see that, oh yeah, I'm with my husband now, regardless of whatever it is that happened, regardless of how our relationship went left, I'm now currently with him. So I was rereading the book because I'm currently editing it, and I'm currently doing a different edition, taking out stuff that I know doesn't belong there and adding new stuff that I've learned over the years. I got to the part where it spoke about the will of God. And I asked myself, I said, actually, there was a part where I said the will of God. And also, I was reading a part in the Bible about how Jesus died. And I had a question and I said, if the Pharisees didn't kill Jesus, will Jesus still have died? And then Holy Spirit said, yes, Jesus will still have died, because that was always the will of God. That was also always the plan of God. And then another part of the Bible as well was where Jesus was going to die. He knew that his time on earth was coming to an end. And he grabbed two of his disciples, Peter and Zebedee, I believe it is. Please don't quote me if I'm wrong. But he grabbed two of his disciples to go pray. Those two disciples ended up falling asleep. However, Jesus was there and Jesus was grieving. I can't imagine what it feels like knowing that I'm going to die. I cannot even imagine how I'm going to feel knowing I'm going to die. Obviously, I'm going to be grieving. There's going to be moments where I know this is for the best of everybody. This is for the betterment of everybody. But then there's also going to be moments where I'm just going to be like, man, I'm going to die. So I can't imagine what Jesus was feeling at the time. So Jesus was grieving and he prayed that, can this, and this is me paraphrasing from what I understand from that particular verse. He said, can this whole process be escaped? Like, can he escape this whole process? Because he doesn't want to go through this process. Then immediately Jesus follows it up with, your will be done, not my will, but your will be done. And then I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, when will you know that it's the will of God? And he said, you will know that it's the will of God when things are in alignment, when you don't have to manipulate anybody or manipulate the situation to fit your desire, when you don't have to act out of character because you want that thing to remain. That's when you know that it's the will of God. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be trying moments, but it's going to be in alignment. But you're going to be in alignment with a particular situation or with a particular person. And when I got that download, when I got that revelation, I knew that my marriage was not the will of God. I knew that I was doing the work of God for him on his behalf, the work that he did not send me to do. Because all he wants me to do is to carry out the plans that he has created for me, that he has ordained in the spiritual. That's what he wants me to do. He wants me to carry out those plans in the physical. But now me, I've taken it a step further to go and add pepper to the already cooked meal, add extra pepper that I cannot eat to make it spicier, because I don't know why. Like my Nigerian people will say, Ovasabi. IDK, I too know. Because that's the only explanation that I have at this point. But when I got that revelation, I knew that, okay, I was definitely not in the will of God for that marriage. That marriage was not, God did not put that together. So even if there was asunder, asunder would have come because God did not put it together. Because God has said, whatever God has joined, let no man put asunder. So if God did not join it, it was so easy for man for different things to put asunder, and there was asundering from different places of the world. So from that experience and the revelation, I just wanted to say that God really doesn't need our help. Our purpose, our life's purpose as human beings, is to glorify God through everything that he's called us to do. Through the desires of our heart, through the will that he's placed on our lives, through his will, through the plan that he has for us. That's what our purpose is. And we have to be intentional about that. There's times where God is going to call you to be a minister, going to call you to be a teacher of the word. And that's not something that you want to be. And that's something that you might struggle with, and you're like, oh my goodness, not me. No, that's not where I saw myself. But then that's the will of God. That's the plan that God has for you in your life. I've seen people that struggle. Even I myself, I'm not going to lie, I've struggled with a lot of things that God has called me to do. And the way that it's happened in my life, I've struggled with a lot of things that God has called me to do. And I'm like, no, God, but that's not what I want to do. This is what I want to do. But I've gotten to a point now where I told God, I said, if it's not your will, I don't want it. And he's removed things, and he's, you know, created, he's removed quite a number of things out of my life. And I'm like, in the moment, I'm like, oh my God, I'm grieving. But then I look at it and I'm like, I did pray this prayer that if it's not your will for me, I do not want it. Because I'm at that point in my life where my peace is the most important thing to me. I don't care about fitting the world. I don't care about seeing how the world sees me. I don't care about pleasing the world. I've done that too many times and it didn't work out. I've done that one too many times and I've just always just, it's like, more is required. More. You're not enough. You're not good enough. More. More. And I'm just like, no, I'm done. So I just wanted to come on here and just, you know, let's get into this space of developing a relationship with God. That's really and truly the only way. Developing a relationship with God. Getting to know God as a father, as a lover, as a friend, as a big brother, as your CEO, as your financial advisor. Who is this God even? Why did you create me? Who am I? God doesn't need our help. It's all done. Everything that he needs you to execute is all done. What you need to do is go back to him. When he gives you a message, you do it. You go back. Okay, God, I'm done. What's the next thing? And with applied wisdom, you'll be able to move far and just keep building and keep pushing and keep creating and keep expanding his kingdom on earth, because that's what we're called to do. To glorify him in every way, shape, and form. Again, if this message has spoken to you and you just feel like you want to reach out, you want to have somebody to talk to, this is a safe space. I'm always here to listen. Whatever it is, just reach out. The email address is thegodfactorpodcast@gmail.com. The Instagram handle is thegodfactorpodcast. My personal email address or my personal Instagram handle is thrivewithabby. I would leave my email address below. It's just both my names, abiolamakonjola@gmail.com. Whatever way, like, please reach out and let's have a conversation. I appreciate you for watching. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day in the world.